The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Today's women have been raised to believe that they can have it all, the job, the babies, the whole shebang. But much of that relies on maternity leave and the support of the law to protect it. Some evidence now shows that pregnancy discrimination is on the rise. So is the promise of women's equal standing in the workplace at risk? News Talk Sarah Madden reports.
In a house in North Dublin, a little baby girl has just been put down for a nap.
So she's a joy. She's a very good baby. She's cute. It's lovely.
Claire, her mother, is embracing every moment with her daughter after quite a tumultuous third trimester.
I think out of all the stress, I was given a very good baby. I know that sounds crazy, but I have.
But it wasn't illness putting pressure on the soon-to-be mum. At 33 weeks pregnant, Claire was made redundant.
I don't want to say, because of this, I got this. Sometimes it feels like that, but, you know, I was given a rough ride, so I got a good baby, but that's not the way it should be.
Claire isn't her real name. We've altered her voice for this report, and we're leaving out any identifiable information about the company in question. But Claire's former employer is an Irish-born organisation with global reach in a male-dominated industry.
So I was in the role for just under 2 years, I'd say about 2 weeks under 2 years, and I loved it. It was really challenging. I really enjoyed it. It was a global environment and I really liked my colleagues and I was doing really, really well. And so much so that I got a pay increase the Christmas before. And then I found out I was pregnant before Christmas. I told work just after Christmas, so I was about 13 weeks pregnant because I was nervous telling them. You know, you want to be like, I want to help out. I want to make sure that my work is handed over. And I told work, and you know, it was congratulations, well done. This is so exciting. And then as the months went on, I kept on asking, so what's my cover going to be like? Because when I go, what I do still needs to be done. And didn't really hear that much. So I started compiling my work and kind of saying, right, this is how you can break it up. And I even started interviewing externally people for the role, but I just never got any sign off to say this is how it's going to be done. But then it came to 33 weeks pregnant and I was told you will get your maternity pay. However, you're also being made redundant. They said it was because activities and focus within the organization was changing, but it was just very interesting timelines that I was made redundant, 33 weeks pregnant.
In 2025, the Workplace Relations Commission reported a 24% increase in gender-related and family status complaints on the year previous. In Claire's local mother and baby group, this apparent surge in maternity discrimination is on full view.
It's shocking to a lot of people when I tell them what has happened, but the more I talk to people, the more you hear how tough it is to actually go on maternity leave. I've heard of people where it's very difficult to sign off from work, to be given any support. I know people coming back from work where promotions are out of the question because they've taken maternity leaves. There's judgment in terms of how long people take on maternity leave. I've heard that a lot. And I know in the US, for example, at the moment, there's a lot of companies that are reducing maternity leave. Now, the US is a different story, but a lot of the US companies are here. You know, what's stopping them from rescinding that back here? Yeah, it's scary.
Ireland purports to have robust legal protections in place for pregnant women. But in reality, things can play out very differently.
And in Ireland, the laws look good on paper, but in practice, way too many pregnant women are still being pushed out.
Rebecca Horn is head of communications and campaigns for the wonderfully named charity Pregnant Then Screwed.
So what we hear from parents in Ireland is that the laws are good, but the Workplace Relations Commission is slow, under-resourced, and employers know the risk of being held accountable is low. I think the main crunch point for mothers and being pushed out of the workplace, being discriminated against and being made redundant is when they actually return to work, because the promises that were made before maternity leave, during maternity leave, often disappear when they're tried to put in practice. Employers change their mind, there's new managers, your maternity cover has been given your role, or your role doesn't exist anymore. There's so many ways that organisations can manage mothers out of the workplace. And I think some of that is cultural shift. There's lots going on in politics at the moment that is challenging progress we've made in terms of gender and equality. But equally, I think it's the cost of living crisis putting pressure on businesses. It's governments being too slow to improve policy, to close loopholes and protect families, women and employees. It's a trend that we're seeing, and it feels like the policies and the protections are being misinterpreted to uphold and support business.
Employment lawyers I spoke to as part of this piece report a spike in maternity-related queries and post-maternity leave redundancies. This is an environment of increased redundancies generally, but the impact on pregnant women can be exponential.
If an employee is dismissed at the very early stages of her pregnancy, she may be out of work for between a year and a half or more, and therefore may not have the financial resources or emotional desire to bring a claim immediately.
Barry Crishell is an employment lawyer based in Dublin. He's working in an area of law that increasingly relies on financial packages and non-disclosure agreements to keep cases out of the courts and headlines.
Pregnant workers who are dismissed are in a much more vulnerable condition than other dismissed employees, and potentially it might be useful to consider if there's any additional supports we can provide to them, because there is no free legal aid under employment law. And importantly, all parties bear their own costs when bringing legal proceedings, which is possibly one of the reasons why pregnant employees accept severance packages that are offered to them, which are probably below what they may have achieved in the Workplace Relations Commission, given the, I suppose, urgency and need of their own particular circumstances to make up for any financial shortfall that they've now experienced as a consequence of being dismissed while pregnant.
And there's more reason than financial for employers to try to settle cases away from the WRC.
If you've got a WRC case out there which shows that, you know, maybe you didn't treat somebody well or you dismissed somebody purely because they were pregnant, then that's most certainly going to affect your ability to recruit and to attract talent out there in the workplace.
Tara Daly is managing director of MSS, the HR people. And she says though maternity leave can prove challenging for some businesses, there are good policies and legislation here supporting it.
There's always scope for discrimination out there, and there's always somebody who has the potential to engage in that type of behaviour. But certainly I think for the most part, any employers that we would deal with would be reasonable and would value their employees and want them to return to them. And so they, you know, want to invest in them and make sure that they're supported during that time. They're usually very excited for them, and everybody's trying to make sure that they're looked after in the run up to that maternity leave period, which we know is a very special time.
You know, you're told, oh, you're valued in the workplace and, you know, women can do well in the workplace. And you're like, oh, that's a lie. Is that only for big tech companies, you know, that have lots of money to splash around? And it's a lie and it's devastating.
That's Claire again.
Okay, my deepest anger, in my deepest anger, I thought, oh, they don't want it. They want to send a message that you can't just come to this company and get pregnant.
Hmm.
Yeah, I try not to think about it too much because it just really annoys me, because I don't agree with any valid reason I come up with, because I know the work I did still has to be done. And it's just an easy win for them to take out someone that's on maternity leave. I mean, I felt very stressed. I think pregnancy, I definitely was running on adrenaline, but post-pregnancy, I definitely struggled. I think physically and mentally, like, it was just very, very stressful and not an enjoyable, blissful time that you would expect. And a lot of people have said to me, oh, aren't you lucky? You know, aren't I lucky that I got maternity pay? Yes, I'm lucky that I got maternity pay, but I don't have a job, and it feels like, you know, sometimes are they trying to take away my career? And now I'm trying to claw that back.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.